This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised. This is Alicia Unleashed, and it's episode 79. Can you believe it? Like,
you say that every time. And yes, I can, because I'm the one that books everybody. So yes.
Well, I feel like sometimes it is far in between, like, you know, really far in between for episodes. And so, like, 78 was a few weeks ago.
It was before you went to Cancun.
Shit, that's a month ago.
And then I did 78.75.
Right. So I just feel like, holy crap, like that is so long. It is really long in between. So now I'm processing. Well, I guess when we get into the 90s, maybe that'll
But I've been counting on episode 79 for like 2 months now.
I know.
Like, let's do this. When are we going to do this?
And so we're here. So
we did it.
Tonight we have B-side.
What up?
And I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name. I know it, and I'm not going to butcher it. But we have Erin. And Erin, what is your last name?
Velasquez.
If I said it slowly?
Yeah, Velasquez.
Velasquez.
There you go.
If I say it just like that, we have Erin Velasquez.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And perfect. And it's really, we're going to get into her, but she's here because of B-side, and because she is the infamous, amazing Zumba instructor, but that's not even how I know her. So we're going to get into that. We'll let, you know, B-side's in her glory right now. We're going to let her get into why and how Erin's here, because I know Erin in a completely different light, and it's really funny that we came together knowing the same person separately and we didn't even know.
I feel like we also talked about this on the Mr. Beardo episode where he returned with Liz, and they were thought we were talking about a completely different Erin from the Y.
Right.
You and I were both on the same page. We're like, no, it's this Erin.
Well, now I knew it was that Erin you were talking about.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into that, we're going to start with a hot plate. So it's May something, right?
May 9th.
Or May 9th. And apparently there's whales right off the shore.
Apparently.
Literally almost feet off, go and swim with the whales.
That's a little dramatic, but.
Okay, 20.
But everyone's treating it like that's what it
well,
is.
Well, have yeah. you seen the videos? Have you seen the videos?
I've seen a little bit of a video. And I feel like I was driving by where, like, people were pulling over to go take pictures. And I was like, what's that?
Right.
And I kept driving.
Yeah. I saw the photo of the back shore, and I'm like, I would be so livid if I had been back here and, like, just trying to drive
that's
to
exactly
my house.
That's exactly where I was.
And everyone's like, all just up in there, like, you know, standing on the rocks where they're like, no parking, but yet all the cars are all lined up. I was like,
why were you on the back shore?
I wasn't. Saw a photo. I was living vicariously through all the Facebook news feeds, and I was like, great, it's whales. You've never been on a whale launch?
But they're so close. They're so close that you could, I mean, we're not out in the middle of the ocean for 2 hours to see a whale. They're right in front of you.
So this is going to sound bougie as hell. I've been that close to them in Maui, so I'm like,
okay, so does anybody know why they're coming this close? When they're usually a couple hours out, you know how, like, sharks like warm water, and that's why sharks will come closer to the shore sometimes if they see them, because it's in warm water. Why are whales coming?
Don't know, but I do know that the water is still frigid out there, so the 2 days that we had really warm weather, they did advise, do not go in the water because you will get hypothermia within 30 minutes. And there were some people like, the water is so cold. I'm like, yeah, it's only been like 88 degrees 2 days.
Right. It's got to be 80 degrees a lot longer than 2 days.
That's not how the world works.
So are the whales gone now?
Probably.
Like, they were there for like a couple days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all watching videos for a couple of days, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know that Christina and Joel spotted them, and then like a few hours after she posted,
yeah,
my feed just blew up.
She was the very first one that I saw that posted, and she was off of Good Harbor. Then the other videos I saw were
all from the Back Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where they are at this point.
Probably
so.
Gone now.
Hopefully, for their sake.
And today's really cold. It was like 50s. Yeah. It felt like the fall. And now it's foggy as hell outside.
Yeah, but it's only foggy here in Gloucester because when I was coming in from Ipswich, it was sunny and it was 72.
Shut up. Are you
serious? And you come over that bridge and it's like you just get engulfed in it. And I'm like, whoop, there it is. I'm still debating whether or not to take my scraper out of my shovel out of the trunk. I'm not entirely sure.
I still have my shovel.
Yeah.
It's still there.
I'm not just entirely sure.
No, I just may just go somewhere in the ocean if it snowed again. That's not
just go deep with the whales. Just go.
Yeah,
be like,
I'm gonna go live with the whales. So currently in this week we are in, it's Nurses and Teachers Appreciation Week.
Yes,
I did see a lot of that going back and forth. I do have a lot of friends that are teachers, and you know, posting, hey, I'm a teacher, and if I had your kid, or, you know, please let me know how I...
That are going through it right now, and, you know, there's also a lot of... I also know more neonatal nurses than I thought I did. I was like, wow, really? You did that too? Huh. Interesting.
And Celia's a nurse. I would say happy Nurses Week to Celia.
See, there you go. Perfect.
My sister's a teacher.
So there you go.
There we go.
Where does she teach?
Essex Elementary. She's a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, Lord.
Bless her soul.
Yeah, that takes some...
She's patience.
Exactly.
Yeah, that. You get that. That's what you get. That's what it takes.
So with a year and a half-year-old at home, too, so...
Oh. Wow. Yeah, no. Sissy. No, I don't know how people, like... You know, my friend Erica is a preschool teacher and she has 3 kids. And then my friend Marion is also a preschool teacher and she has a couple kids. I'm like, why would you go be with kids all day and then go home and have... Some people just dedicate their life to the children.
Some people have that knack or on and off switch where they can like disassociate the one and the other. I don't know how they do it. God bless them.
I would never be able to.
I go to Market Basket and I'm like, oh, thank God I took my pill today. Yes, praise Jesus. Yep. I say that to my mom all the time. I'm like, you're just so happy you got a dog, huh? I do.
Anytime. So, this weekend's coming up and it's Mother's Day.
It is.
So, there's a lot going around town. I mean, everyone's doing some type of dinner, some type of lunch, some type of special. But not to forget that John Jerome, local sensation, is playing at Woodman's 2 to 5.
It's on the deck, top deck.
On the top deck, mind you. So I am partaking lunch at the Hart House at 1:30. So probably be done by 2:30. Then we're going to drive, you know, through Essex, because I got to get home from Ipswich.
Might as well stop
there. And that's where we're going to go. So that's exciting. So I'm excited to see him. Have you seen John Jerome?
I don't think I have. No. I know who he is. Okay. I've heard of a lot about him, but I don't think I've actually seen him.
He does a great Britney Spears cover.
He does amazing covers. Like, he has his own, you know, he has his own twang to things. He has his own, you just find him on Facebook as John Raymond Jerome on Facebook. Find him. And he writes his own music as well. Oh, wow. And he's really awesome. And then he'll take these songs that you would never think. Like, he's done Madonna Like a Virgin.
Yeah.
And he slows it down.
He makes like different arrangements for that.
Cool. Yeah. So,
that's talent right there.
It's awesome. So you definitely, he's going to be at, I asked him, I was like, can you put a calendar on your Facebook? Because people are always asking him, John, we playing next? John, we playing next? Like, tonight he's at Beauport.
Okay.
But no one's going to hear that until tomorrow. And then they're going to be like, damn, he's at Beauport? Well, yeah, because he just told everyone today.
Listen, I was building up Aaron's podcast today on our Facebook page. Sorry, John.
I liked it. Yeah.
So he plays at Captain Carlos a lot. Yeah. He's actually going to be, many places, not just Gloucester. So, yeah, check him out, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. And so, next, Bridget, do you want to talk about, I know, Pride of Gloucester. This is the Craig Kimberly and Sean O'Loughlin project, which I've known Sean since he was like 5.
Yeah.
He graduated with his brother.
So future guests on the Alicia Unleashed podcast. I'm plugging that real hard with Craig. I'm like, anytime, Craig, you want to come talk to us.
He's probably like, oh, I already talked with Joey. Yeah, why don't I need to go on yours?
But I got more in-depth questions I need to ask. I need to know how it
just
all
just like
works.
We had his wife, we were the first one.
Yeah.
We were the first people to have an in-depth podcast with her.
Yes.
You heard it first on Alicia Unleashed.
That's right. So they are actually they're trying to make a documentary called The Pride of Gloucester with two of the Seine Boat Racing teams. I think it's Rogue, and I apologize in advance, and I'll put this in the show notes, who the other team is. It's a male and a female team.
Okay.
And what they're going to do is they're going to get out there in their own boats and their own crafts and follow them through their training process leading up to Fiesta.
Cool.
And how, and they're going to bring...
which I'm sure is starting literally like right now.
No, yeah. They've been...
They've been already out there, right?
They're already out there. I mean, they've been out there since December. I mean, I walk my dog through Rogers Street and they're always out there on those boats. And I would find it interesting to get some of them in here to talk about that training process. I know that Christina Ribby used to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm in communications with some other people that have done it in the past. Maybe we can get former people, you know, same thing. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to raise some funds, and they have prideofgloucester.com. And what it is just trying to bring attention and tradition, because that is, besides the greasy pole, that is one of the more traditional...
Of course. It's both of them.
Yeah, so that's one of the more traditional things that they do. And Craig had mentioned this on the Gloucester cast with Boss Man Joey, that how everyone just focuses on the greasy pole and no one really sees the Seine boats, or they do, but they're just standing around waiting for the greasy pole. So it's just getting a better understanding of what these people go through, and what they volunteer to do this. Like they don't get paid to do this or anything like that. So, you know, bringing more attention to that.
Yeah, I guess people on the quote-unquote outside can, I understand how that can get lost. When I grew up, my father raced with my cousins, and so my whole family, well, was engulfed in the Fiesta, and actually for me, the Seine Boat races, I had more family on that than I had in the Grease Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't forget about the Seine Boat races. And then as, you know, as the generations are coming up, like Amanda Rode, I think BJ Rode, Felicia's kids.
Yeah, the juniors.
Yeah,
did they ride
the juniors. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't, maybe not BJ, but I know Amanda definitely did. So now you have the juniors coming up because, you know, Joey's family was also, you know, heavy and all that as well. So I guess from the inside, for me, I guess from the outside, people really kind of think more about the greasy pole, especially since in the past 6-7 years, people have done a lot of YouTube videos. It's been on the news, documentaries on the greasy pole. Like, it's been, that's probably has been highlighted more.
That's why Lena and Michelle came last year.
Was because the greasy pole.
Oh, because I've been showing them videos since I moved back to San Francisco in 2009.
Right.
They're like, we have to go see this. So, you need to go see this.
And with Craig behind this project, forget about it.
All right.
It's going to friggin' be amazing. I mean, you'll never want to see a greasy pool again. You're only going to go see the Seine Boat races after
seriously,
you see this.
The 2-minute video, like, I'm like, damn.
So cool.
I want to know more about this. I really do. So they have a GoFundMe page. It's on theprideofgloucester.com. And they explain about it, and we also put it on our Facebook page, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be an amazing project. All right. Get into it.
Yes.
No. So, B-Side, I'm going to let you run this.
All right. Because now that I swallowed my big hunk of cheese.
I can run my side, but I'm interested to know about the other side.
Yeah. So, back in September, I started going back to the gym because I couldn't play softball. And he needed, like, stress reliever. And someone was talking about, oh, I want to do classes, blah, blah, blah. So my friend Holly was like, yeah, I do Zumbas on Monday night. And I was like, wait, I do Zumba on Thursday in Ipswich. She's like, nah, you got to come to Cape Ann. And I was like, okay. And you know how I feel about Cape Ann, because, you know, post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
4.5 years of working at K-Band YMCA front desk and Camp Spindrift.
You did?
I did.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I worked there from 14 to 21.
Oh, that's God. How I know her as
that's
well.
That's how I met Chris.
Oh, good old YMCA. Yeah.
So I met her husband, her ex-husband. Yep. Sorry, Peter. I met her ex-husband at the Y, yep. at the front desk.
Okay.
And didn't know that they were a thing. And then he was like, oh, this is my girlfriend. I was like, I'm never going to make eye contact with you again. She will rip my face off. I am so sorry. I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, I was the front desk girl pretty much Monday through Friday nights for 4 years from junior year of high school. So 1999 to 2004 when I up and moved to California.
I was lifeguard.
Okay.
So I was a lifeguard from 95 to 2000. 95 to or 96 to 2001, and then I didn't re-up because I had Talia, mm-hmm. and then I taught private adult swim lessons.
Oh, cool!
For a few years after that, so
nice.
Yeah,
yeah. So I've been far removed from the YMCA that no one really knows me anymore, except for like Lee first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So no one really knows me, so I can in Dana, so I can just waltz in there and no one bugs me. It's great. So she was like, yeah, come to class on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And I was like, okay. Didn't know anything about it. She didn't warn me.
You didn't know anything about... Wait, is this your first time?
No. This is not my first time doing Zumba, but I didn't know anything about Erin's class specifically.
The instructor.
Right. I didn't know anything about it. She didn't tell me anything. I don't know if you understand. Do you know you're a rock star? Like, do you understand the territory that comes with your class?
I've been told.
Uh-oh, what does that
I mean? So I usually get to class, you know, early anyway. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. You have to throw your elbows in and be like, this is my spot in line.
Yep.
Do not get in front of me.
So if she has a 6 o'clock class, how early do people get there?
I get there at 5:40 just to make sure that I'm closer to the door. And the thing is that the class before them doesn't open the door until like right before 6 o'clock. So we are just crowd.
As soon as that door opens, my crowd just like plows in there and there's a class coming out and I'm just like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you can't get out yet.
But I feel like, so I've been attending her class since September and I actually had to stop because I'm injured. But
no.
Yeah, I'm working on that real hard with physical therapy. I'm like, when can I go back to Zumba? Because it's really killing me
My best friend is in, like, the same instance right now. And it's, like, killing her that she can't come
back. So it's, like, my shoulder and my ankle. So it's, like, the worst of two things.
Oh, my God.
Like, I could deal with the ankle injury. It's that shoulder because you got to throw arms.
Oh, yes.
And that's... And that's just to get into the class. Like, yeah. Like stretch out. And the thing is, the Y, you know, they did a great job moving that class around, like, the hallway.
So do you teach on the upstairs or the downstairs?
Downstairs.
Oh, where the racquetball courts used to be?
No, so she's right along the front desk. So.
Oh, right, on the upstairs.
Well, when you walk in from, like, Middle Street, it's like you go through the little entrance.
Yeah, see, you're talking about it from a pool aspect.
No, I'm talking about, because I know that they actually made the racquetball courts down in the basement.
Gymnastics.
Okay, all right, so anyway,
gymnastics
you're over there.
And spinning and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
So I've been told I don't go down there anymore either.
I've been spinning down there.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress. So, just go in there, go to the bathroom, I'm out. Yeah. Don't even go, don't look anywhere else, not even the babysitting room, just too many memories. I started going, and I'm, like, in this class, I'm like, oh, am I in your way? And they're like, no, you're fine. I'm like, okay, great. And then she just starts, and everyone is in sync with her, and I have no idea what's happening, and I've been going to Zumba for a very long time, so I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I'm like panicked. I'm like, oh my God, I'm wrong foot, wrong arm. Oh my God, what's happening?
So does that mean that you have the same routine every week? Or how does everybody know to what already do?
So a lot of the people that have been coming for a long time.
Right.
And they just pick up on the routines and they're able to just do them.
So it's not random, like exercise or like,
No. It's all a routine. I usually Zoom is like 16 songs in a class.
Okay.
So like I'll rotate some songs, but usually it's like I keep it the same for like a couple weeks, and then I'll add some new ones, or like I'll put some old ones back in.
Okay.
And people pick up on them so fast that
so
I don't even have to be there half the time.
So if you have one, so if you have one song, you have literally have a Zumba routine to that one song.
Yes.
And no matter when that song is played, it's the same routine.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So can you explain what is Zumba?
It's a it's basically an hour of Latin inspired cardio.
Okay.
So most of the songs are in Spanish.
Yeah.
I do some current stuff too, but
okay.
Yeah.
Which I love because there's some of those songs I'm like, ooh, I know this song. I know this song.
You're like, oh, this song's on the radio. Who makes up the routine?
So either I actually have to pay to be a Zumba instructor every month. I keep my license current. Okay. So I pay monthly, and they send me, well, it used to be a DVD, but now it's all digital. So they send me like 10 to 12 new routines, but it's actually 24 because they'll give you a live version and they'll give you a one-on-one version. So you can pick which one you like and which one you want to teach. However, I'm very picky about my selection of music. So if there's some times that they send me these songs and these routines and I won't use a single one. And I'll either hear music on the radio, I follow a lot of Zumba instructors on Facebook, YouTube, or I'll find songs and I'm like, I have to do this. Or, like, so many people post their routines on YouTube that sometimes I'm just like, I'm doing that one.
So you don't make them up?
I can.
You can?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So she's breaking down the curtain because I'm like, no, she makes this all up. Like, these are all her moves.
Some of them.
I mean, my thing is, you know, I attend other Zumba classes, so, you know, a lot of them are more Latin-based, but you have this healthy mix, and I will call it a healthy mix, because it's disguised workouts.
Exactly.
And she's, I mean, the fact that they're more seasoned women, like, doing booty drops to Bad Bunny, like, blows my mind. I'm like, how do...
That's why I love my job.
Yeah, like, these women are into it, like, and they're just like, I'm like, do they even know what this song's about? I bet you they don't.
No.
And it's great because...
Neither do I.
Because there are certain songs where, like, when she plays them, I'm like, oh, what? Like, I hear the beat, and I'm like, oh, this is this one. Okay,
yep.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not until, like, we start doing that first move that I know what the rest of the routine's going to be.
Oh, wow. So that means that she got this routine from the same, like, you guys...
No,
Zumba
just watching her. No, because the other Zumba instructors I go to play some of the same songs, or, they might be... Hers might be remixed versus the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different moves.
Oh, okay.
And I will get lost in other
classes.
Oh,
that can definitely be confusing.
Where I'm like,
sure.
Oh.
Right.
Like, we're doing Jason Derulo's tiptoe. That's not how Aaron does it. I'm like, oh, what is this move? I'm like,
okay.
I don't like this move. I'm just going to do what Aaron does. And, you know, and my thing is everyone loves to go right up to the front.
Oh, my God.
For her class.
So, in the Zumba world, they're called front row divas.
Oh, because they think they're really good.
They are really good. That's the thing. They are really good. And there is a mirror in front of us, so, like, people get
And that is the reason why
that.
I go in the back. Because I don't want to see myself in the mirror. I want to have this imaginary dream of what I look like doing Zumba.
Yeah.
And that mirror definitely disappoints me when I look. I'm like, ah, no. Like,
so the people in the front actually, like, get me to work even harder because they're up there, like, almost showing me up, and I'm like, this isn't cool.
Right.
Like, now I have to work harder. But no, it's fun. I really like having people that actually know what they're doing up there, so that, like,
you can take a water break.
So then, when did you start Zumba? When were you introduced to Zumba?
I was introduced to Zumba in, like, I think it was about 2021. So that was, like, seven, 8 years ago. And I was working, and a bunch of my work friends were like, come try Zumba. And I was like, what is that?
Was that when it came out?
It came out in 1999.
But when did it become popular?
Well, I like to think it became popular when I started doing it.
Yeah. 8 years ago when
that's when it became popular. But it's been around for a long time. Originated in Colombia, in, like, Miami, because that's where the Beto is from. But I started, and I was, yeah, I got introduced to it by some work friends. And they were like, come try this class out. And I was like, overweight, never stepped foot in a gym. I was like, what do you mean this is a workout class? Like, what am I going to do? I was nervous as all hell. And so I went to Janine's Fitness in Rockport.
Yeah.
I love her. And I took a class, and I was
so
like...
She had
her little studio in her house, and I went there with some friends, and I was like, I love this. This is... like you
dancing.
You don't feel like you're working out.
Right,
and
right.
I was like, this is awesome. I found my little niche of, like, an exercise that I enjoyed doing.
Right.
And that meant that I actually lost some weight along the way. And I loved it. And
so just, is that the only thing you did? You just stick with that pretty much?
I started, like, walking, running, too, along with Zumba.
But that was your main thing?
That was, like...
So when did you decide that you wanted to become an instructor?
It was November of 2014.
So that was... So you were doing Zumba for, like, 4 or 5 years before you decided?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
what,
I was
doing it
for a long time. Then I actually got injured at Zumba. I actually had to have...
was it ankle?
Knees. I tore my meniscus.
How?
You twist a lot. Okay. And you have to be really careful. I advise people to, like, wear correct shoes and everything. So I tore my meniscus actually taking Zumba. This was before I was an instructor.
Okay.
And my doctor was like, so you need to stop doing Zumba. And I was like, what? So I actually had surgery. I had pretty... easy recovery.
That's
where
crazy.
I was back in Zumba in like months, and then I got certified right after, and it's been fine ever since.
So, you know, it doesn't matter what type of workout. People are like, oh, they got hurt because they do CrossFit, or hey, they got
it
hurt
happens
before they
did anything.
You know what?
Yeah.
You can get hurt in doing anything you do because you're twisting your body in everything
you do.
Have
you heard how I broke my back?
Yeah. I mean, so literally, you're proof that you can get her doing anything.
Yep. Going to the bathroom.
Yeah. So, I mean,
oh, no. Proud of it. Yeah. It's the most, because everyone's like, oh, was it all your softball? I'm like, no, it wasn't. I was going to the bathroom. They're like, what? I'm like, yep. Apparently that's a thing. Human bodies just can't do it sometimes.
I don't know.
So, I mean, really, anything.
But, I injure myself oddly anyway.
Yeah.
So, my mom, I had, like, this high impact, like, ankle brace. So there's a certain song that you play where we're legit jumping but also crossing our arms at the same time.
Oh, it's like a jump rope.
Yeah, and then
stomping
our feet. And the woman behind me, that's always behind me, Lisa, she's like, are you okay with your ankle? I'm like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about that. I've got to worry about everything else on my body. Don't worry about my ankle. It's been through a lot. So, but yeah, it's funny because when I was going, I'd be in the very back, like second to last row, so that I don't have to see the mirror. But I was also like, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I was watching the women in front of me. And there was one woman who just, she knew before Erin even started, like, the move. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to follow her. And then she moved to the other side of the room, like, what are you doing? Come back. I'm like, no, I need you over here.
I would watch myself in the mirror. I would watch you to make sure. Right. But I think repetition would be key, that you would pick it up the next time you went. If you play the same song.
That's what
know.
I tell everybody. If somebody's new coming to Zumba, I'm like, give it, like, 3 or 4 classes so you can... you'll hear the music and you'll start to remember those moves.
But it also, so it sounds like the same instructor as well. Is it more beneficial to stick with the same instructor? I mean, how does that work?
Now
that I'm listening, kind of
I would say
like,
yes. Because
let's talk to her because she actually takes the class. It's like, I don't really know the answer to that because I teach it. So
well,
I
what about
know.
You when you went, when you first started? Did
I
you see the same person?
I was strictly to
you...
the same one.
Oh,
yes,
okay. So it's easier to...
True, I think so. Because once you start learning the routines and you know them without even looking at the instructor, you get a better workout. Because you're not focused on somebody else.
Yeah.
You're actually focused on yourself and the way that you're moving.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So the only reason why I go to other Zumba classes, because Erin only does a few classes during the weeknights. And she does the one at night, and then the rest are at like 10 a.m. where like moms that stay at home get to go do. And I'm like, that is in the middle of my work day. I can't go there.
Are you the noontime class?
I am.
Are you the Lillian LaGrasso?
I am. Lillian goes to the Monday night class. Lillian's fan right there. She's my biggest fan.
When is she going to be in a Zumba instructor?
I have tried to get her. I've sent her discount codes. I have tried so hard because with my other job,
which we'll get into.
We'll get into. Yeah. I have to take off with the industry that I'm in. I have to Fridays and weekends and Sundays. So I teach both Friday and Sundays.
Right.
And those are prime days for what I do.
Right.
So I've been trying. I've actually been lucky enough so far that I have a lot of people that can cover my classes. But I've been trying to get somebody that like people know and like will know my routines, and if whoever needed to take my routines to start up the class, that they could do, because people know that and they stick to what is familiar.
No offense to Lillian, but why hasn't Jesse become one either?
So he signed up to get certified and then backed out.
Oh, let's call him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I've tried. I'm like, it's so worth it. So just do it.
Someone that does sub for your class, Holly and I have had this discussion because I was like, ooh, I know her. I'm going to be at the front of the class.
Yeah.
And Holly comes up to me, she goes, I'm convinced she doesn't have limbs. I'm like, she doesn't, no.
She doesn't have limbs?
She doesn't have limbs. Because when she comes to Ipswich, I'm like, oh, thank God, I ate a cupcake today. Thank God it's you. Hi, how are you? I'm like, let's get this workout. And then I come out of there, I'm like, I'm going to need a walker.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to feel that tomorrow. Mm. So I'm going to feel that in an hour. But for me, I think it's great to have different variety. Even if it's the same songs, it's different movement.
Because we're all different. All the instructors are very different.
Right.
And muscle memory.
Little, like, flare.
In, yeah. Right. Even your muscle memory, at some point, your muscles get stagnant to the same movement. So, with Zumba, like, even with Erin, she'll change up songs. It's like, oh, this is a new muscle I'm using. It's like, oh, okay, we're doing this. All right. I know this song, too. Let's do this. You know, but it's... I think, to me, it's also great because it's empowering all these people to come in and just move. Right. Like, there was a woman that stood next to me, and she's like, this is my first class. I'm like, just move.
Yeah.
If you don't know the movement, don't worry about it. Just dance. That's all she's probably going to care about.
That's exactly what I say, too. I'm like, if you can't follow me, that's fine. Just move your body. Just move it.
But also, don't stand in front if you don't know the moves, because you're going to kill me.
Yeah, don't do that. don't stand around me.
Because then I get distracted, and I'm like, no, let's not do that.
So when are you currently, what are your days and times that you're definitely there?
I'm there Sundays at 10 a.m., and I'm in the Ipswich Y at 10:30 a.m. on Mondays.
You're in the Ipswich Y, too.
Yeah, and then I teach at 6 p.m., at Cape Ann, and then Wednesday and Friday at noon at Cape Ann.
So this morning, I was just telling Bridget, this morning I looked at the board, because I always look at the board in the morning, and, you know, I was like, oh, Zumba at 12 and 6. I wonder if Erin's one of those.
That was me. Did it today.
So you're Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Gloucester?
Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday in Gloucester. I only
so that's a lot.
Just one class in Ipswich on Monday mornings.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good amount.
Yeah. But my main, I mean, you pretty much in your whole conversation kind of like answered all the questions.
I know.
I was like, uh-huh. But one of the questions is, I noticed this with a lot of dancers.
Okay.
Like a lot of street dancers. You guys wear a lot of layers. I don't know how.
Do you like the things I wear around my waist and stuff like that?
How the hell you're not sweating your ass off?
I sweat no matter what I'm wearing.
But like, there's also like, sometimes your hair is down. I'm like, how? Ew. I'm sorry, but I'm like, no, like, my hair needs to be
I
up
can't,
and
yeah.
down.
When people
hair.
Work out with their hair down, it makes me hot. It makes me like,
it used
like,
to do that. And then I found a new obsession for hats. So I'll wear a hat with my hair down, which it keeps it out of my face.
But don't you get hot?
I get hot no matter if it's up, down, in my face, out of my face. It doesn't matter. I'll sweat walking down the street. Like, that's just me. But, I've been wearing a lot of hats with my hair down. Just because it gets tangled if I wear it up, and I'm like, nah, it's fine.
Right.
And so one thing I notice is also, like, at the end, the quote-unquote cool down,
yep,
which is supposed to be the stretch, there There's a few songs that you've played where you're like, nope, not doing that today. I hate that song. We're not playing that song today. But I noticed that recently, since I know you went on a trip to New York, and then you came back, and you started playing a song from The Greatest Showman, This Is Me. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you were more into this song and more intense about this song than any of the other
routines. I'm so that song?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go super this
Yeah! So I heard, I actually haven't seen the movie.
Okay. It's amazing and you need to.
I need to. I know, I keep saying that. And I saw I don't know this girl, we're just Zumba friends, and we're friends on Facebook, and she posted a video of her doing a cool down to that song. And I was like, I watched it, and I just like got goosebumps, because I was like, this is incredible. So downloaded the song.
The song itself is incredible.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I was driving around in my car, because that's how I come up with routines. It's crazy. But I listened to that song, and I cried in my car. And I was like, oh my god, there's no crying in Zumba. Like, I can't do this. And then I was just like, you know, this song means so much, and it can relate to everybody in the class, that I was like, I have to do this. Right. And I did, and it...
So as a cool down, or is it a regular routine?
It's a cool down, so it's the last song of the night.
Okay. So it's not as intense.
It's more of a stretching slash bringing your heart rate down sort of song.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
But what it is...
But it gets you fired up at the same time. It does. Like, it's weird.
She does this stomping thing, and I just see her just closing her eyes, and I'm like, I'm going to ask her about that. And then and then afterwards, I was like, hey, so this is going to be really weird, and I know I stand in the back, but would you come on our podcast?
I know.
I was like, you don't know me, but I really need you to come on the podcast, because I have so many questions.
Yes.
But I noticed that song. When you started playing that song, I'm like, this song, and I haven't seen the movie either, but I knew the song, and I was just like, oh, this is a good one.
Like, I don't think anything can top this now. No. It's going to be hard to top that.
It definitely beats Train all the way down.
it's sad because, like, for some reason, warm-ups and cool-downs are, like, the hardest for me to learn, and it's crazy because it's such basic steps and basic stretching, but I have to find that, like, perfect song. And I feel like with the Train song and, like, the Gavin DeGraw one, I just got... Like, I exhausted them to the point where I was like, I can't do these anymore.
Right. So, like, are there certain... So, other songs... Because you do mix it up.
Yeah.
But if you're ever, like, grocery shopping, or you're, like, just clothing shopping, you hear that song, and you're like, oh, not this song. Like, do you, like, have that where you're like, ah!
Not really.
Because for me, it was Despacito and Shape of You last year. Like, I had a... ongoing podcast campaign to get those songs off the air. I was like, so funny. I hate those songs.
I mean,
but now I can hear them, and I'm okay.
Yes, now to those ones. Yes, and I hear them, and I'm like, oh god, this again. But I try not to do super popular songs from, like, the radio or whatever,
because
I know, that people hear them every other song, and then they're gonna be like, come to Zoom, they're like, oh, this.
Because
this is what we're doing.
So. I feel like Havana, personal, like, trauma, like, I am victimized by that song.
So I actually tried to do that one in class one time, and I was like, nope, not working, not happening. And so, I do that a lot, actually.
So you have the same, same lineup of 15 songs, and then you shuffle them. But then you do the same lineup of 15 songs and shuffle them for 2-3 weeks, and then you pick a whole nother set of 15 songs?
No. So the songs, there's like probably a good 5-6 songs that I've been doing for the past like year that I continue, like, that I keep in my lineup.
Okay.
Because one, people know them really well and they enjoy them. And yeah, there's only one. There's no two. There's only one. People know them, people enjoy them, and they can get their best workout by what they are familiar with.
Right.
And then I've been slacking lately, but I try to introduce a couple new songs like every month, every 2 months. But I just introduced like 3 new ones like 2 weeks ago. So now those are in the rotation. And then I'll take newer ones and older ones, and I kind of just like put them all together. But my playlist there's like reason behind where I put the songs, because it's kind of like a interval workout where the first you're warming up at first, and we just want to like get those muscles nice and loose, and then like I'll cool it, like I'll slow it down a little bit, and then I'm going to bring your heart rate back up, and then I'm going to take it down, and it's kind of just going to, you're going to get like the maximum workout by the playlist that I made.
Okay.
It's not just like one continuous like
right
flow and rhythm. Okay. Your heart rate's going to go up and down.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's my Fitbit has a great time during that class. I'm like, woo, look at that. Right? I did good in that hour. I'm like, that's perfect. My, now, I probably can gather why you do this, but you do not use a microphone versus other instructors that do.
I've had to in the past from a previous gym that I had to work in, and they were like, these people want you to use a microphone. And I was like, I've never used one before.
Mm-hmm.
It was awkward because you can hear me breathing loudly while I'm teaching, and like you want to like woo and like say these little things to like keep the class going, and I was like, I don't want to listen to myself. I don't.
Right.
So I used it for a little bit, and then I don't work at that gym anymore, but I will.
See, I just thought it was a hygiene thing, because I would be like,
that is kind of gross.
Yeah.
They've tried to get me to use a mic at the Y, and I'm just like, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't need it.
If you don't need it, people can hear you and it's effective, then why?
You're not technically supposed to have one
teaching
Zumba. It's supposed to be more like visual cues with my hands, and sometimes like or a clap to change what we're doing. Or sometimes I'll use like vocal cues, but I really don't talk that much unless it's like a woo.
Yeah, and here's one song that she does. It's Safari with Pharrell and J Balvin.
Yeah.
It took me up until like maybe a month ago that I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to woo back at these people.
So that, yeah, so that was sorry. A new thing. That was a new thing because usually when we all turn to the other way, it was me wooing. And then it got to the point, I think it was actually Lillian that started it. She was like, why aren't they wooing back at us? And then it just happened.
And then I did it and I'm like, oh, no one else. Okay, I'll be the only one here doing this.
Yes.
I'm like, I didn't know that this was, because I remember there was a Sunday I went and they were all wooing back, and I'm like, oh, that's what you're supposed to do? Oh,
you know,
I get it now because they woo it up. Oh, I see. I was like, well, shit, I've been doing this wrong. I'm like, my bad. So then now every time I just, like, the diaphragm opens up and the A-team C Gloucester Seahawk just goes, and you know, and I see her smile. I'm like, I'm the only one doing it.
I love it. I love when people like engage because it makes my job even better.
And there's certain moves too that are just so simple where it's just a knee jerk, and I'm like, yeah, their knee looks bouncier than mine. Like how are they making that look so much better? Like, and I should stop looking at Jesse is what I should do because I'm like, and even Holly, I'm like, damn it. I know that's not what I look like. Ugh, I'm so close. But yeah, Lillian walks in and she's like, no one better be in my space, I'll tell you right now. Like, she comes in, like, she'll come in at like 5:50, and I'm like, I know not to mess with Lillian because she's going to the front, I'm going to the back. As long as I know my place, I'm going to the back.
So Monday, actually Sunday mornings and Monday nights are crazy packed, where we've actually, I think, was it last year? There's only supposed to be like 30 people in that room, and we fit like 54.
Yeah.
That's fire hazard. But.
But how do you move?
I mean, it's pretty standard in the YMCA. I mean, it's like.
No, but it's like, how do you move in there?
I don't know.
That stands in the back, it's kind of like a wave, it's a current. So what happens is everyone just gets in, and then you're like,
everybody moves the same way, so there's
not much.
Everyone starts to spread out, and they start to know their like the space that they have.
There's still some that don't know.
There are some people that come in like 5 minutes into class. I'm like, do you not know? Do you not understand?
5 minutes after the class started?
Yes.
No, I would not allow that.
Oh, trust me. When I go to Ipswich, there was a woman that came in 20 minutes before class. I'm like, I can't. Nope.
No,
I'm going to go to the bathroom, I'm going to walk away, and I'm not coming back in this class, because that is just rude and disrespectful. Like, but yeah, there are people that come in late, and I'm just like, and they stand right in front of you, like, oh.
You didn't deserve this spot. You came in late.
No,
I got here at 5:40 to get in the back. Come on. But yeah, it's, what happens is everyone is so close to each other to just, like, I can't even put my water bottle down until, like, the door is established closed, or that everyone's established in their spot. Because I'm like, hold on to my water bottle. All right, I'm just going to lean over and put it down. Because if you move, someone's going to get in your spot. Like, right. Someone's going to jump in. But then as the class starts, everyone starts to spread out. And everyone starts to understand space. And they get it. And it's weird because at the beginning, you're, like, claustrophobic. And by the end, you're, like, whipping your hands out. Like, you're doing, like, Cher moves and everything. You're doing all these high kicks. And, like, you're a rocket. And... no, that's how I envision myself in my head, but yeah, it's really interesting, and I was just like, I need to ask about this because I'm one of those people that needs to know how things work.
Yeah,
and you know, and had it not been for Holly just mentioning, oh, I go to Zumba on Mondays, and I was like, well, I'll come to Zumba with you. She didn't be like, yeah, good luck, girl. And I actually read up on your class one day, and it said. It said it's a great cardio class, but wear proper sneakers. It gets loud. And I'm not kidding you. It is loud in there. Like, I don't know how you do it.
We have a good crowd. The energy gets insane and people just hoot and holler. Which makes me
that's fun.
Like even more energized and more into it.
Right.
But then there's, like, classes where, like, nobody's talking. I'm like, are you guys awake? Like, everything good?
Right, Sunday mornings, right. Even at 10 o'clock, I'm like,
it's crazy.
It's a little early.
Wow. Sundays, start your day at Zumba, and you're feeling good for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to go.
Yay. Oh, let's go on a Monday or a Sunday. You know what else?
Well, she does noontime. I can do noontime.
Fuck your face.
I can get away from her.
At the end of the month, I'm taking a little few days off because I might be burnt out. Let's go. I'll take all the pain pills I can and let's do it. All
right.
I'll walk there. I don't care. So, wow. See? Got all my questions. I feel justified.
Did you get them all?
I did. Yes. Do you want to?
Do I need them?
I mean, we can talk. We can just go right into it.
So, I know Erin from a different aspect. We just did this whole Zumba thing, which I kind of knew she did Zumba, but not really. but... I've known Erin's family for about 20 years now. So that means I met you when you were a little girl.
Yep.
about 8 years old
yeah.
or 9 years old because you or your family Do you still live there?
I don't.
No. Okay.
My mom still lives.
Your mom still lives there. On the corner of where my ex-husband grew up.
Yep.
So I still call them my in-laws. I guess I will still call them my in-laws until I get remarried and have a new in-law.
No, you just killed my microphone, though.
So I've known you in that capacity, and then you're a hairdresser.
I am.
And you had worked at one local salon, and that's where I kind of saw you again. And then you know, it's the hairdressing world. It's what people do, right? It's especially the Gloucester Way. We have a salon on every corner,
pretty much,
or every other door.
I will say this too: her hair, Lillian's hair, and there's one other woman that come in with perfect hair for Zumba class. I'm like, God, how do you?
Yeah,
like my hair looks like a rat ridiculous. Has been like hanging out in there for like all day.
Lillian's hair is fucking ridiculous every time I see it. I'm like, how is your hair that perfect 99% of the time? When you work out, when you get out of the fucking shower, when you go out. Like, what is it? And it's real, right? There's no extensions.
No, I don't think so. No.
It's because she has
it.
I
live below her. That's where I live.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Her parents, I live right below
her. Do you know her hair secrets? Is it because she has it so long that that's just the way it flows? Or
I think, I've never really asked her about her hair, but I think she's very particular about her hair, and I think she does it herself. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because no matter where she is or what she's doing, it's perfect.
Right? I love how this just became the Lillian Hair Podcast.
That's all right, because I'm going to fucking tag her on this.
I actually told her I was going to be on this today, and they were like, She actually said that you guys tried to get her on before, but she hasn't done it.
Long time, like I think a long time ago.
That was actually, before I came on board.
You gotta get her on.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I think Joey at one point, because I've only done this. We've only been doing this for 2 years.
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost 3 years.
I think Joey tried to get her on before.
Mm-hmm.
And
but we're different.
We are way different.
We swear a lot.
And we're cool.
Yeah. And we
feel... I love you! Not that he's even listened to this. Not that Joey has even gone this far.
We provide
far.
Wine and cheese.
Yes! From Savers. So, alright, so anyway, off topic. Okay, so, and then actually, you're a hairdresser, and you have a couple different gigs, but one of them is, you work at my aunt's salon.
I do. Small
world. Which is so funny, because my aunt owns Adesso Hair and Day Spa, down on Main Street, and you work there one day a week.
Yeah.
But then you have another gig as well.
Yes.
Doing hair and makeup.
I do a lot of things.
Yeah, what are you doing with that?
Okay, so I work at your aunt's place, like, maybe one night a week, just to keep the clients that I've had for a really long time, because I've been doing hair for almost 9-10 years. So, 2 years ago, this was before Adesso, I was in a salon, and I was kind of, I wasn't enjoying doing hair a lot anymore. And I kind of was like losing my passion for it. And my business partner now pretty much saved me from stopping doing it altogether and finding a new career path. And she was like, you're way too talented and you can't stop doing this. And she's a makeup artist and she was freelancing at the time. And she would always ask me almost weekly, are you free on Saturday? Can you come help me with a wedding? Like, I need help. I need somebody to do hair because she doesn't do hair. And I was working in the salon, and you can't really take Saturdays off, so I could never help her. Mm-hmm. And I got to the point where I was ready to give up, and she saved me. I always tell her she saved me. And we met up, and she was like, how do you feel about doing this? Like, let's do this together. Let's break out of this, like, Gloucester salon thing and kind of do something different.
Right.
And I was like, let me think about it. And within a week, we had our first business meeting. And what we do is we're an on-location hair and makeup company.
Right.
So we travel to you.
Right.
Where we do mostly event styling. So, like, updos and brides. So we work with a ton of brides.
Right.
And so we just do hair and makeup for events like that.
So you do wedding parties. You'll go in and do the wedding parties.
And we'll travel all over.
Okay. Yeah. Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's your company called?
The Artist Hair and Makeup.
The Artist Hair and Makeup.
The Artist Hair
and
Makeup.
Write that down, folks.
And how do we find you? Are you on social media?
We're
at all,
everywhere.
Or?
So okay. Facebook, Instagram, we're on The Knot, we're on Thumbtack, we're on...
And it's all the same? The Artist Hair and Makeup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And we started that 2 years ago, and it's become incredibly successful in the 2 years that we've been in business. We're actually currently in our third wedding season. And we've won some crazy awards already, which is insane. And we absolutely love what we do.
Right.
It's I eat, sleep, and breathe hair and makeup.
Right.
That's what much. And Zumba.
Well, you know, yeah. It's a really cool lifestyle to live, right? Because you are not having, you know, the same clients week in, week out. You're in different locations. You're traveling around. You're meeting new people. And then with Zumba, you get to have fun and do your own thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're an entrepreneur in your own in your own right. You know, it's fun, right?
And
so
also
you
at your age, too.
Yeah.
So one thing that's very fascinating, which I actually did a business proposal with Alicia, was trying to get more people that are around our age that are doing crazy good shit. Like, you know, like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we get older, you know, you think of entrepreneurs, you're like old man, like sitting in a business,
right.
Like in an office and stuff. But people are doing crazy things now where you don't have to have a location, you can do it all remotely. And we are in makeup.
We have a location.
We do. In
Rockport. We're in Rockport.
Really?
We actually used to be on Main Street here in Gloucester above Jalapenos.
Okay.
We had a little studio up there, and then they sold that building, so we had to move.
Okay.
We found this awesome, cute little studio in Rockport, and right in, like, Whistle Stop Mall.
For people to come to you?
So, we do a lot of trials there for our rides.
Oh,
and it's
kind
of like, it's like our office, and we have, like, two little stations where we do our bridal trials.
Okay.
We did have an inquiry about somebody coming there to do, like, for their wedding party. And we're like, well, we don't have a lot of space, but we'll make it work.
Right. But that's good for trials.
Exactly.
Hey, you got trials.
Yeah.
And then on
that's
location,
like the, one thing,
the wedding will go to you.
Exactly. We require them to come to us for the trial, and then we'll go to them for the wedding.
Okay.
Which is, like, becoming extremely popular now because it's hard to get a bridal party to go into a salon and run on time.
They don't want that anymore.
No, they want somebody to come to them.
That's the way of the world.
That's why we were like, let's do this because...
That's the way of the world.
Because we didn't want to be locked down to a salon that had to be open certain days, yes. certain times, where everyone around here is like that.
And then you need a staff member to be there to man everything.
We've had salons around here, which we appreciate more than they know, give their clients to us because right. we're open and we do weddings on Sundays. And we have,
right,
because
we basically on location.
Work by appointment. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's been crazy. It's been awesome. We love it. Shout out to Laura because she's my girl. she's going to listen to this tomorrow.
Yeah, why didn't she come on?
Oh, because I only knew Erin and didn't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, you can get her on again.
We'll get you guys
you know
on
what?
Again.
Fall weddings. I'm sure you're going to be in the mood for that. We can get her on too.
Do you yes. see a ring on this finger? I ain't going no.
Bitch, you
no
keep talking about that like you don't even need that ring. So shut up.
It doesn't matter. I'm not getting married anyway.
Bullshit.
Not legally. For like 10
any
years, don't worry
any
about.
Secret listener that's been listening to like the last 17 friggin' podcasts, we're gonna hear all about it.
No,
Christ, when John Jerome comes on, I'm gonna just throw up. Just.
He already knows he's playing my wedding in 10 years. I don't know if he'll be around, but he's playing it.
He's going to be alive. Don't worry.
No, I'm talking about around here. Probably be out in San Diego somewhere. His new love.
That's better off in Nashville. I'm biased about San Diego, but that's beside the point. I did time there.
So although you do hair, but do you do makeup as well?
I do.
Okay. And where'd that come from?
So I have my cosmetology license, and I've always been into makeup, but I would never really wear a lot of it.
Right.
I had a ton of it, but I would never really wear it. And then I have to say, probably since we opened our company, I've been a little bit more adventurous with what I'm wearing and products that I'm using. And because we're in the beauty industry, and that's what we do, you kind of have to have that, like, look. You gotta have your hair and makeup done if you're going to do somebody's wedding.
Obviously.
So,
right,
like, you
right.
know, so that,
yeah.
that was where I got more into makeup. And then we got really busy to the point where I had to start doing makeup because my business partner, Laura, only does makeup and I do both.
Right.
So it got to the point where if she was off at a wedding and people needed both services, I kind of had to, like, and then I just started doing it, and I love it. I love anything that I can really do with, like, my hands and
right.
creative aspect. So
awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's so for you to be able to have a weekend, I would say, you know, event or event business
mm-hmm.
on top, which is hair and makeup.
Yep.
On top of being able to work at a salon that lets you keep your
They're
current
awesome.
Clients.
They're incredible.
Let me just tell you. No other people let that fly.
No, there are
so you're incredibly lucky.
I am. I really am.
For that to happen.
Yep.
And I don't say that just because it's my aunt, but I mean in general.
Yeah.
If you told me it was any other salon, I'd be fucking floored. I'd be absolutely floored. I'm like, they let you do
I
that?
I know. Well, the thing was when I came into working there, I told them. I was actually just starting my company and I moved salons and I told them straight out, this is where my life is going.
Right.
Are you going to have an issue with that? And she was like, nope, do your thing. They
cool.
let me come and go as I need to. They just,
right.
they let me use the salon because
right.
it's there and they still make money off of me. So
right. Exactly. No, it's awesome.
They're so flexible. Like they know that I'm not going to be in there on Saturdays. It's just not going to happen.
Right,
and she's actually gotten people. Actually, this past weekend, somebody called because they're diagonal from Beaufort. So they're like literally the
right.
first salon right there.
Right.
So people call them for events or whatever, and they are not open on Sundays. And this woman was looking for her hair to be done for a wedding she was attending at Beaufort. And they gave me her number. And they were like, you take it. You
Perfect.
Do it. Yeah.
Awesome.
They're awesome. They really
awesome.
Are.
Yeah. That's great, because then, you know, it's cross too, right? So when you're doing events around the North Shore, mm-hmm. and if they're not, you know, no one's available on the day that you're coming, you know that Rosalie and Franco are the, I mean,
oh yeah, Rosalie, so every time she's just like, if you need some help, just let me know.
Oh, I,
oh yeah, like she's so amazing.
Yeah, so yeah, no, it's awesome. So I'm glad that you're still there, and I'm glad that partnership is working out, mm-hmm. because that's pretty amazing. Like I said, you know, and you know firsthand.
Oh, I know.
No others.
No way.
No other, or actually, not many other salons would actually do that.
Because our company actually have hired a few artists because we've gotten so busy that Laura and I can't do it on our own.
Right.
So because we're kind of a weekend-only business company, we've hired some people, and we know that most of them are working in salons. So it is hard.
Yeah.
And we try to give them
You can't tell a hairdresser, you can't work on Saturdays.
No way.
That is not going to fly.
We get it. And we so, because I was there. I was in that. And we have a couple girls that we will be like, can you do this? And we know that they can't really take off Saturdays, but they can do Sundays.
They can be your Sundays.
Exactly.
They can be your Sundays.
So like, unfortunately this year we've had to turn down a lot of weddings because we don't have the help.
Wow.
But
Sundays, I mean, you know, Sunday weddings are still popular.
They are.
Because they're the cheapest, hence high wedding 2-7 on a Sunday. Yes, bitch.
Yep.
Because it was a couple $1,000 cheaper.
It's so true.
The venue. So, yes. The people who are rude, who are 5 o'clock weddings on Fridays.
No, that's ridiculous.
Those people can go fuck themselves, okay? No. I don't know what...
Listen, I don't know if you know where I live. I am well aware about those Friday 5 p.m.s, okay?
Yeah, no.
I am well aware about those limos.
I am not a fan of people that have 5 p.m.
Listen, I'm trying to get to Market Basket before the weekend rush. Like, get the fuck out of my way.
No.
I am well aware about that. Yeah.
No.
And it is funny because I have a few weddings coming up, and I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do about my hair? Because I have to travel, but the only thing is I have to travel. I have to go to Rhode Island, and I have to go to California. And I'm like, you better have someone on hand that's got a flat iron, because I can't be seen without flat iron unless someone else is going to know how to do my hair, because I don't know how to do this. And I was like, you know, and all of my friends... Yeah, pretty much anyone that's ever gotten married, like my brother, I was like, hairdresser, because I can't do it. I can do a ponytail and a headband.
I know it. That's the thing, is like, I know a ton of hairdressers, and it's like, I have them at my disposal, and still I'm like, oh, tomorrow's Thursday? Shit, I don't even have a hairdresser for Saturday, but I got one! See, yeah, like, I don't know how to do it, but I do! And she does makeup!
Yay!
So it's like, so I'm excited.
So what is, so for me, like, I don't do, I can do my makeup to at least be like, oh, you have one skin tone. but like, Alicia was like, can you do my makeup? I'm like, you do not want me to do it.
I'll do my base, and then she'll do my eye. Like, when I tell you, like, I don't know what's a smoky eye. I know it looks good on me. I don't know how to do it. I'm so basic with makeup. Like, I'm like, I can wear it, and it doesn't really look like I'm wearing it. I can get that down. But you've done my eyes before. You're very
Which
good.
Is interesting, because to me, when I do my eyelids, I always think of Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no blue. No. So I go to my sister-in-law's house all the time, and because she's a Mary Kay consultant, I'm like, okay, can you tell me how to do this again? Because, and then she'll show me on one eye, and she's like, all right, you do it on the other eye. And I'm like, she's like, perfect. And then I go to recreate it, and I'm like, that's not exactly. Anything.
Right, so you would both be perfect candidates for an event that my company has done. It's called Paint Me Pretty.
Okay.
And I'm in. I'm in. When is it?
We've done a few of them before, because we're kind of in peak wedding season right now. It might not happen for a little bit. But the concept is, it's like paint night, but you're painting your face.
Perfect.
So you come in, because we used to have a bigger studio, but now it's kind of small, so we've been kind of, like, trying to find places where we can either, like, have it, or somewhere, either someone's house, or whatever.
Right.
We did have a smaller one at our studio now, but you basically come in, you have a mirror right in front of you, we provide you with all the makeup, And it's kind of like a paint by numbers where you're learning how to do that smoky eye or whatever look we're going for, that
doing a simple crease.
Exactly. Or which matching your, like, we will, like, match your skin tone to, like, the products. But, like, mostly for eyes, everybody's universal. And we're doing one look that everybody can do. And we'll do it on a model. And then you guys will do it on yourself.
Oh.
And, like, we've had huge success with it. Because there's a lot of people that don't know how to use makeup. Or what products that are...
I had no idea that you're not supposed to go all the way to your eyebrows, so...
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. So, that was the thing, is, like, when she started doing Mary Kay, I'm like, I don't do makeup. I learned from a drag queen.
Oh, my God.
How to do my makeup back in 2003.
Oh, and boy. So, that's why you went up to your eyebrow.
Well, yes. But also, I told him, like, I can't do boldness. I don't do any of that. I just want to look natural.
Yes.
And he was like, fine. So then when I moved to California, I was trying to do makeup and my roommate was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing my makeup. She's like, no, bitch, we're going to Bare Minerals. Let's get you correct. And then I got there and then everyone's like, no, you need to stop doing that too. And I'm like, someone figure out my face, please. And then I started dating and I was like, oh, I'm not going to do all that. I'm like, that is so hard. And then my sister-in-law
died. It's time-consuming.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, I feel like, I don't even know how she got into it, but she's just perfect. She's like, no, you don't need to do all that. But then one day, she's like, oh, you need to do a red lip. And I was like, no, it's too bold. She's like, you look great. I'm like, nope, I don't take compliments like this. I can't do it. And then she was darkening my eyebrow. I'm like, that is too dark for my eyebrows. Listen, I was made fun of in a lot of my years. Aww. For my eyebrows. I can't, like, when I moved to California, there was a personal stylist that lived nearby. She's like, you need to tweeze your eyebrows. I was like, my eyebrows are fine. She's like, no, they're not. And then I got into the tweezing, and then I got into the threading, and then the waxing, and then the threading. And now it's like I have a mirror that does the 5-time magnifying. I'm like, yay, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'll go into, like, my salon. I'm like, take care of these bushes, please. I can't be seen in public. I'll, like, wear a hat. I'll wear a scarf. I'll wear something. And I'm like, and that, it's just the eyes. I don't know how to do the eyelids. And people keep teaching me. I'm like, yeah, just not in there.
I don't know. I got people to do that for me.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm in
which
business.
Which is, right? So it's like, you have a leak in your sink, you call a plumber.
Right.
Your light goes out, you know what happens? You call an electrician. You don't know how to do your makeup, you call a makeup artist.
Exactly.
You don't know how to do your hair, you call a hairdresser. Hello? Don't we have people that do things for us? Like,
they do.
Why? It stresses me out. Right. So, why?
Yeah, it's exactly the thing. It's like, the last thing I want to do is look like Mimi from Drew Carey Show in a picture of something. I'm like, nope, can't do this. And I don't... Okay, I might have a blue eyeshadow, but it was only for, like, Halloween purposes.
It's fine. I have some, too.
But it's one of those things. So, for someone that may not know much about makeup, what is one tip that you can give someone that might be listening that's like, oh, shit, I know nothing about makeup?
To make it look like you're not wearing any?
Besides
well,
that.
Yeah.
Well, because I know you have makeup on, but yeah. It looks like you have nothing on.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I'm intrigued by your eyeliner.
Yeah. That is something yes. I do not do.
Right? I don't either.
Not a thing I fuck with.
I don't either. But the eyeliner you have on is nude, or close to nude, at the top, I feel like.
It's like a little
Oh, wait, hold on.
It's pink.
It's, wait, you have the... Oh, my God, I'm looking at you.
What am I looking at? What are you guys looking at?
So, I'm
panicking right now.
Your eyeliner is so thin
yeah.
that it blends in with your eyelashes.
Okay.
And they look so long. But then you have... Oh, my God. But then you have, like, a... almost like a nude above it.
I don't have anything besides liner on my eyes.
Stop it.
Actually...
So that you're just naturally
aglow?
There's a little
bit of pink in there, isn't there? Or highlighter?
You're naturally glowy?
No, like on the lid itself.
Okay. My makeup today consisted of primer, foundation, concealer, which is actually probably what's on my eyes because I do all around here.
The foundation you have is obviously incredibly light.
It is.
Which one is it?
I actually have on Tarte Shape Tape Foundation. It's like the hydrating one, actually.
And where do you get that?
You can get that at Ulta, I believe.
Okay.
I think Sephora might sell it too.
Not sponsored. It looks like you have like, it's just, it's, I it went looks light. Really thin and
yeah,
light.
I went pretty natural today. Mostly, I wear like a full coverage foundation where you can't see pretty much anything underneath my skin. My skin tends to get a little bit red, so I like to use something that kind of just gives you a blank canvas where you can kind of make it look how you want.
Right.
I'm actually a little sunburnt, so I've gotten a little color on my face, so I was like, I might as well just go a little bit natural today, and that's what I have on. Only thing else I have on is concealer under my eyes, which I think is above my eyes too, because I kind of just go around, and then some bronzer and some highlighter and some eyeliner and mascara.
So all of what you just said sounds a lot to me.
Yeah,
but it looks
that
like,
sounds a lot to
and sounds
anybody
a lot,
that doesn't
but
use
then
makeup.
It looks like it, but it looks so natural and looks like you barely have anything on.
See,
but you just named a whole bunch of things. So I have no idea how to, you know, accomplish that.
Okay.
So most days I just wear nothing.
That's fine.
Right? So I feel I preserve some of my skin. You know, but no, I mean, I just think it's great.
If I don't have to wear it, I'm probably not going to.
Right. But
I don't wear it to Zumba because it's just going to sweat right off.
Oh my God. Not only do people that wear their hair down, the people that wear makeup. Hello? Why? Why are you wearing makeup to go work out?
Because maybe they just came from work or they're running from the train.
True. Because somebody actually mentioned that to me the other day. They were like, why does she look so good every time? I'm like, they're probably coming straight from work.
Right.
Or, I mean, there are some people that feel more comfortable with makeup on, which I get. And if you're going to go to the gym with it on,
I hate going to the gym with on because then when I wipe my face and then you can see it come off and I'm like,
I literally like have a towel and I'm like, okay, there's my makeup.
Sorry, YMCA.
Yeah. But come to my little Paint Me Pretty and I'll teach you how to do your face like this.
Yeah.
We'll beat your face.
So yeah, let's go. I'm huge into like competition shows, TV shows. She's into trashy shows. I'm into competition shows.
Okay.
And I watched Glam Masters recently.
I have not seen that.
On Lifetime with...
So I don't have cable?
Fair. Yeah. I'm sure you could get it on, like, online.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I will check
but
it out.
But it's, like, with Mario Davidovich from, you know, as much as I can't stand Kim K, they were doing a competition for makeup artists who would work with Kim K for the KKW beauty line or whatever.
Okay.
And my thing was, I'm gonna watch this and learn how to do some makeup tricks, just like I watch Iron Chef and pretend I'm an Iron Chef when I saute my peppers on the grill. That's what I'm gonna do.
See, I can copy cooking shows any day.
No, I can't do shit.
Do a makeup tutorial.
I can edit a podcast. I'm in. I'm solid gold on that shit. I can't do anything else. But I was watching, and it was down to the finals. It was the finale, and someone was talking about foundation. You know, like, the whole trick with foundation is you're to massage it into your face, kind of like moisturizer, so that it's in there. And I'm like,
their fingers?
Yeah.
They
were using their fingers, and I was like, huh.
Why would you use?
I use a blender sponge thing.
Mm-hmm. I can't get that sponge thing.
Okay,
see, that's
thing.
What my daughter uses.
Do you use your sponge dry?
Yes. I never even used it.
No.
Wet
Oh.
It's magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, I don't use wet foundation. I use like a CC cream.
Okay. You could still use that beauty blender and wet it. You don't have to get it like soaked, but wring it out.
See, that's my problem. I'd probably just like...
No, just
that's how good I follow instructions.
Just get it damp, and then anything that you can, that's like creamy that you can put on your face will blend with that.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I don't even try that. But yeah. Talia does that.
Because, yeah, the thing is, like, I started doing that, like, oh, I'm just going to massage this like my moisturizer. And it's like, yeah, no.
How did it come out?
It was all right. I'm like, yeah, no, I still see the dry skin on my eyebrow. I'm like, wait, what is that? And my sister-in-law's like, moisturize. I'm like, bitch, I moisturize more than I should moisturize. Like, I'm going to eat this shit in a minute. Like, I can't moisturize. I have more fucking body lotions and moisturizers than I know what to do with. Actually, I know what to do with them. I just
So if I got like a little, if I got like, you know, four people together, we could, let's be, do you know, it doesn't have pretty. To be, yes. yeah, paint me pretty. It doesn't yes. have to necessarily be people that you choose, right?
No. Okay. Get as many people as you
do
can.
Do you need a wine girl?
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking more along the lines of Talia.
You don't want to do makeup drunk. That's no. not a thing.
I was thinking
do.
More of actually
we
along
have wine
the lines
our
of
so we do.
Of Talia because yeah. she loves to wear makeup, mm-hmm. and then Peter's little girl, who I call a little girl, but she's actually she might be your next makeup artist. She's very interested in makeup.
Thunder my way.
Very, very interested. So I think that's something that actually she would be. Very interested in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking more of the lines of that. Mm-hmm. But then for me to learn how to do it, so everybody else knows how.
So, do you mean your neighbor can just show up and be like, hey, what are you doing today?
Well, we got makeup.
I like makeup.
Hey, yeah, I could know give her. Or take makeup. I just need to look, you know, professional at times.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I could give or take it. You know, I'm not one of those people that feel like I need to wear it. Or want to wear it, or anything
there hasn't
like
been
that.
Enough sun for me to be okay with not wearing like foundation when I go.
Oh,
out.
When I got sun, eyeshadow, mascara, I'm done. I don't need anything else.
I don't even do the mascara because I'm the one that like rubs my eye. All of a sudden, need
oh,
to rub
no,
my
eyes.
Oh
no, I do that at work. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, oh my god, I just touched my eyes. This is at work. Be at work. It's like, oh my god. And I'm like, oh my god, what did I just do? Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's one of those things when I'm doing the mascara and all of a sudden my eyelash just blinks and it's just down here on my nose. I'm like, what the
I have a trick for you though. All right. To get. So if you ever are doing your mascara and you find that either you blink and it gets on like the underneath of your eyes or
yes.
wherever it ends
yes.
up.
Usually underneath.
Don't attack it when it's wet.
Okay.
Let it dry. Let it sit there on your face and let it dry. Uh-oh. And then oof. You know one of those like little, it's called a spoolie. It's like one of the, like, it's actually a dry, like mascara wand.
Oh, okay.
Brush it over your skin when the mascara is dry and it's going to come right off.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people freak out because they're like doing it and it gets all under here and they're like try to attack it and they will use like makeup remover or whatever and then it's just going to ruin the rest of your makeup. Let it dry.
Right.
Take the little spoolie and brush it right off and it's you're never even going to know it was there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Look at that. I even marked that for some makeup tips.
My tip of the night.
That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Do you want to know how long we're at?
Yeah.
Because I know that was going to be your next question.
Next question.
We are at 1 hour and 17 minutes.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah.
She's one of our longest ones.
We had a lot of questions.
We had a lot of good conversation.
I mean, I didn't just approach her randomly not to have her here for as long as she has. You know how you, of all people, should know how bold that was for me to just go up to a stranger and be like, hi, I'm a producer on a
podcast. I would have been like, who's your producer? Oh, you want to? Oh, okay, I'll ask her. Right? Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I had to do it on my own. Just
I
like,
have to admit, I was like so nervous. I was like, I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah, leading up to this, we kept talking, and she's like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, it's just
how
like,
was it?
It's great.
It's normal, like, right?
It's
we're
great.
All we're doing
this
is having
so
a conversation.
Much fun.
So we'll
fun.
Have her back as a return guest
with
sure.
Laura.
Yeah,
with Laura.
With Laura.
You know?
Okay.
Do you
we'll
know
do
Laura
that.
Severino? Do you know Chris Sinagra?
I know. Yeah.
That's his wife.
Oh, okay. Well, I know Chris from many moons ago at high school.
Yeah.
He's older than me.
Okay.
He's probably when I was a freshman, he was a senior.
Okay.
Yeah. But I only know him from there and I haven't seen him since, so. And they live around in the area?
They live in Magnolia.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll get her on.
Small world. Yeah.
I told her I was going to be on here and she was so excited.
Awesome.
So, pretty much, wedding season, you guys are pretty much already booked for the summer, right?
Holy shit, really?
It's crazy.
We're in May.
What
are you booked out through?
We're actually pretty busy already in November, and we actually already have a couple in December. September, I won't have a life.
September's prime time.
Yeah, it is, especially around here because it's so beautiful.
Fall.
Yeah.
And the weather is usually still nice around here. But September, I think I have 3 weddings. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
So when do people start contacting you for
a year?
We're already booking up for next year because there's those brides that are on top of their game. But then you still have those brides that are contacting us now for like their August or September wedding, and we're like, you should have reached out like a year ago. But that's why we're adding to our team.
Champagne problems.
Right.
That's what we call it. Champagne problems.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like a blessing, but not. But we're hiring more people now, so we're not going to say no anymore. But if for a bride, I would say at least a year out, start looking for hair and makeup. And don't skimp on it. Like, if you're, that's the biggest day of your life. I know it's an added expense, but do it. Because
it's not an added expense. It's in all your pictures.
Exactly.
It's not an added expense.
And listen.
It's a necessity.
At least you get it.
Yeah.
At least you
get
it.
Hello.
And listen, ModCloth wedding dresses are like $70. You're going to be fine. And they're pretty fantastic. But you'll be fine.
I know brides are on a budget, and
but I feel
they
like
try to skimp where they can, but don't skimp on your hair and makeup, because that's a picture you're going to be looking at for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd be that type of person.
Or not.
No, I mean,
but you can still look back and be like,
I did look so good. Alright, my aunt did my hair, my other aunt did my makeup.
Exactly.
I don't know if you know my other aunt's was a makeup artist.
Oh.
My Auntie Rose's sister
was
a makeup artist.
Alright.
So my whole life I had a hairdresser and a makeup artist. No, I look pretty fantastic. I look like a porcelain doll.
Is my parents at your wedding?
I think
they were.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole neighborhood was.
I'm sure, yeah.
The whole neighborhood was. Yeah, because my cousin got married on the same day as I did.
Oh.
And
it's a very small island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's cousin married my mom's cousin.
Oh.
And, well, all this was by marriage.
This is definitely small island.
This is all by marriage. So when he got married the same day as me, my dad's family went to his wedding. So that was a huge... So the only people who stayed back for my wedding were my grandmother and her aunt and uncle,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. My whole dad's side went there, so
wow.
It left room for the whole neighborhood.
Exactly.
Except for Bridget.
Oh. Yeah, no, Bridget, you weren't. No, you
no,
weren't.
I didn't even know you.
I
blame that
Barely.
Other ex-husband.
Barely.
I still hold that against him.
Did Rick come to my wedding?
Probably. Yeah. The whole Y went except for Bridget.
Oh, yeah. We had a Y table, but that wasn't even on me. That was Chris.
Yeah.
I had a lot of extra people that I wouldn't have if my own family would have came.
Right.
But that's
yeah,
what
I was
happens.
Managing the Y that day, actually.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that?
I was a POD.
That was 2003.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was POD
yeah.
that day.
Yeah.
I was like, son of a bitch. Yeah. Everyone's at this wedding.
Good time.
It was a great
time. Good time.
At least you looked good, right?
I did. It looked amazing. Awesome. So I'm so excited to have you. Next time we are going to have you come in with Laura whenever we can get you.
Yes.
Maybe at the end of wedding season to gear you up for the next season.
For sure.
And any
events that you've got going on that, like, you know, public forum that you want people to know about.
Okay.
You know, now
we'll
that we
push
have
a Zumba schedule.
Now
yeah.
that we have a Facebook page, you know, we've been doing pretty good cross promotions for our guests.
Okay.
It's the one awesome. Thing we can do.
Yep.
It's just... You know, keep pushing it out there, and there's going to be so many hashtags for this episode. It's going to be ridiculous.
I'll be side.
That is all me. Yes.
So excited for you to come in. We
Thank
are going
you.
To end this episode 79, probably like an hour and a half. I swear, you're like the longest guest ever.
Hour 23.
Wow. You know, I think Miss Caitlin Foley must, because, you know, she's going to have to listen to this. This is totally, because you know Joey's going to be lost at makeup. He's going to be like...
He's
going to
be lost
to
Zumba, so there's
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, forget this. So, awesome. So excited to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Episode
79.
Out.
Bye.